and systemic racism, but hopefully this is a step toward a future where police being held accountable for their actions isn't headline material, and a hope that accountability today is a deterrent for tomorrow. Today is one stop on a journey that began last May and led to protests calling for that accountability in every town and every city in America. But this is just one stop. There is more work to be done. And it's work that all of us should be committed to because, as Ben Crump, the Floyd family lawyer, reminded us today, justice for Black America is justice for all America.
I gotta carry him. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
100 bands. 100 bands. 100 bands. Contraband. Contraband. Contraband.
Contraband.
Got the plug on a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Paco. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my follow and listen.
You gon' tell
me. Mama told me,
get your money.
Just moments before Derek Chauvin was found guilty on all counts for the murder of George Floyd, a police officer shot and killed a black teenage girl in Columbus, Ohio. Police say they were responding to a 911 call about an attempted stabbing and that 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant threatened two other girls with a knife. Protesters quickly gathered near the scene, calling it a tragic day for the city. Columbus's mayor called for calm late last night In an effort to show transparency, the Columbus Police Department quickly released the body cam footage of the incident, and Micaiah falls to the ground.
You know, you look at 2021, the police have already killed 320 people this year. In 2020, the police killed more people than every year of data we have except for 2018.
Thanks this week for the songs and works from Husker Du, The Beatles, The Civil Wars and T-Bone Burnett, Gregory Whitehead, and Childish Gambino. And thanks to The Daily Show, Seth Meyers, Joe Biden, Mark Meadows, Amber Ruffin, Peter Cahill, Tuning Out the News, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Chuck Todd, and Ray McKesson.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
For some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
Good for you. There's a story you once told, and it had to do with World War II.
And oh, you were I know the one about the dentist.
Yes, this thing
true.
Is... stranger than fiction.
Well, it's true. To make it short, I had some dental work to be done. You know, they put in temporary fillings.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never had it done before. What is it, lead?
I think in those days they were putting in temporary lead fillings.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago.
During the war.
Yeah. And...
World War II.
Yes. And I had several, upper and lower. And I went to work that day, and I got home very late. And it was, I don't remember what year, but it was after they had taken the Japanese out of California and unfortunately put them in the camps, which was a very sad time in California. And we were all on our guard, you know, about many things. There had been a Japanese submarine sighted in Santa Barbara, mm-hmm. and a Japanese fighter plane had been sighted going over our home one evening. It was touchy times. Anyway, this particular night was about 1:15, and I was driving alone. I had 35 miles to drive, and it wasn't any fun. It was just a normal night. I wasn't frightened or anything. I was just driving along, and a road that I'd taken many times. And all of a sudden, I heard music. But I mean with a great beat, you know. And I looked down to turn off my radio, and it wasn't on. And I turned around and looked to see if there's anyone behind me. And the music was getting louder and louder and louder, and I realized it was in my mouth. And it was beating in my ears. I could hear the tune and everything. I recognized the tune. And then it started to fade out.
Yeah.
What the hell was that? You know, what could it possibly be? And I didn't know what it was. So the next day I mentioned it at the studio to Buster Keaton. And he said, what street were you on? Moore Park? And I said, yes. He said, you went by the radio station. You picked it up. Well, you got any fillings? I said, yes. He said, you picked it up in your teeth. Well, I could hardly wait to go by there again. And I didn't go by at the same time of night, so nothing happened. Right. There was no music playing, but I could hardly wait.
Call in a request.
Right. But about 5 nights later, because I had to wait, I don't know, a couple weeks for those teeth that were getting fixed. I was going up another street, almost home, and I was passing 4 vacant lots that were all raised so they could build the Birmingham Hospital. And as I went by there, I heard, I'm picking it up with my teeth.
You mean?
Yes. And I stopped the car. Then I looked around, the Morse code, like. And I backed the car up, and it got stronger and stronger, and I kept on backing it up until it really got strong, and my whole jaw was vibrating, like this. And then I got the hell out of there. I went boom, like this, because it was very late. And I couldn't wait to get back to MGM the next morning and tell the security office, and they found an underground Japanese transmitting
radio station.
Radio station. Honest to God.
That is. Is that a great story?
But then they just found it was one of the gardeners calling one of his friends.
Oh, now wait a minute.
No,
but they
true.
Really.
Yeah.
And they captured them, and they. You helped.
I don't know what happened to them. I just turned it over.
Let's have a look at those teeth that helped win the war.
Professor, I don't see how a smack in the jaw could turn him into a radio.
He's not a radio skipper. He's merely a simple form of receiver. You see, the high-frequency sound waves are emanating from the molar, which is pushed against...
Never mind all the technicalities, Professor. The thing I'm getting at is I've been belted many times before, but the only thing that ever came out of my mouth was a loose tooth.
From what I've been able to see, one of Gilligan's molars has been jolted out of position and shoved against a tooth with a silver filling. Open, Gilligan.
This is station KALU, Honolulu, the voice of Pineapple.
Close. Not too unusual a situation. It's happened a number of times.
Yes, but not to Gilligan.
Well, the atmospheric conditions, the metal in his mouth, the shape of his skull have all combined to make him a receiver.
Is there any chance, Professor, instead of being a receiver, could we make him a sender so we could get a message to Hawaii?
No, I'm afraid not, Skipper. And unless I miss my guess, the position of his head and his body will bring in different stations. Watch. Open up, Gilligan.
Solid steel shower head.
Gigantic taxi.
Well, I'll be darned.
Gilligan, your tooth may go back into position by itself, or perhaps I'll have to find a non-conductive substance to coat it with. Or maybe I'll pull the tooth. Well, you make the decision. I have to keep checking these weather reports.
What's the latest on the typhoon?
Still headed this way.
Which is bearing down on the Southwest Pacific area is...
Gilligan, can you close your mouth?
And there will be hourly reports from this station.
You are going to have to stay away from this transistor radio, Gilligan. The signals you're emitting are loud enough to cause interference.
Well, I'll take him over and show the girls. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our little buddy could be turned into a color TV?
Yes, ma'am. This is Dennis Oliver.
Yes, you called and hung up on me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I got disconnected somewhere.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I had a question for you, hoping maybe you could help me with something. I don't have no dentist up here in this area. I just moved up here from Houston, Texas. And before I left down there, I had some gold and a silver teeth is put in my mouth, you know? And lately, when I lay down at night, this may sound crazy,
but it starts to hurt?
No, I can hear a radio station.
I don't know anything about that one. Honest to God, I've never heard of that.
You hadn't?
No, sir. I really hadn't heard it.
No, yes, ma'am, but I'll tell you what now, seriously.
You really can't hear? Are the two teeth right side by side?
Yes, ma'am, they're right side by side. And I'll tell you what, my old lady says she can't hear it or nothing, but I can't even go to sleep for it. You ever heard anything like that?
No, but let me go ask Dr. Richard.
Well, just a minute. I don't want you to bother him. I just want to ask you a couple of things. Because I know this sounds crazy. She says she can't hear them. And I called two dentists down there in Houston before I left. The one that did it was out of town. And he said, of course, the lady worked for him to act like she thought I was crazy or something. And I called another one I didn't know, and they act like they thought I was crazy. But really, it's been like 1992 since I was ever in any kind of, had any kind of mental problems or anything. But I'm all right now. But I was wondering, you think like when I talk, that people could hear me on the radio? When I'm talking?
I don't have any idea. The only thing that you might be experiencing,
yes, ma'am,
is what they call galvanic shock.
Galveston.
Galvanic shock. And that's where you have two different types of metal side by side.
Yes, ma'am.
Rubbing together.
Uh-huh.
And that can cause something called galvanic shock.
Galvanic shock.
Yes, sir. But as far as anything else, I have never heard of anything else. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
Wait.
But I do know that you can get galvanic shock, and it'll make you feel like if you've ever taken your fork and stuck it accidentally into one of your fillings, and how it makes you just sharp pain.
Yes, ma'am.
Now that I can, and it could be what you're experiencing is galvanic shock, but I've just never heard of it in that form.
Well, it won't, you said shock, it won't eventually get where it electrocutes you or something,
sir, it'll just be, have you ever bit down on something on a fork and it would shock your mouth because you hit a filling with that?
Yes, ma'am, I know what you mean.
Well, that's the only thing that you'll be experiencing, as far as I know.
You don't think there's no way y'all could stop this from doing this, so?
That's why I'm saying, let me go and ask Dr. Rector.
Okay. But I tell you, while you're in there, would you ask him, Miss Hen, if he can't stop it altogether, at least reckon if he could just put it on a different radio station or something. I don't particularly like the kind of music it's playing,
Well, I don't think we could do that, sir.
You don't?
No, sir.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
That was 2019 new music from Matmos. The song is called Silicone Gel Implant.
You gotta try something.
I got a job at the radio station.
Oh, great, that place. It's dark and dirty and has, like, what, those three weirdos who work there?
No, I don't understand this next thing. Is it says Matmos album May 27th, 2018, it's coming out. But it's not May 2018 yet. It says it, here it is, but let's see what happens when I press morning on Wide Open Spaces from People Like Us, Matmos, and Wobbly. And yet it plays.
Hi there.
Just brought the buggy down to town to pick up some young folks, just like you. They're gonna visit out the ranch for a spell. Come on and join us. They're just getting off now.
www.
Every time we get together, someone wants to hear Ponderosa.
Guess your mood will have to wait, Joe.
Where is he?
You're still alive.
Go to it, Paul.
Sure was fun.
Broadcast Programming's Digital Country is winning in markets of all sizes, with today's hottest country music, plus country gold that tests well for both older and younger demos. If you want to win, and win big, in the country music format, you need Digital Country.
We spotlight the hottest, best-testing young artists who are changing...
Hi, I'm Deborah from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
Tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio Monday, April 26th on WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 7 a.m. on the All Together Now show. We hear from Richard Rifkin, who's member of the Albany County League of Women Voters, and he discusses how New York will change its congressional districts after the census information is released later this year and how that will affect local voters. At 10 a.m. on the WGXC morning show, Rob Gellis talks with Gretchen Moresco, the registrar of the Hendrick Hudson Daughters of the American Revolution group, about local genealogical research and more on his Rob Around the County segment. At 11 a.m., it's time for the April Full Moon and the Radio Witch Moon Hotline show from Jess Spear. After the local news at noon on the Deep Three shows, hear local musicians John Medeski from Ulster County and Bobby Previtt from Columbia County on the radio. At 2 p.m., there's brand new music from the Vital Weekly show from Derek Poitra, Vertinen, and Joda Clement. At 3 p.m., Zena Parkins is the featured artist on Roulette Intermedium's Tracking the Odds show. And Rob Van Erve has Everything All the Time at 8 p.m. on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Wow! What a graduation!
I'll say!
But with college behind us, we'll need careers. And good ones.
What about chestnut roasting? People always need chestnuts.
Or begging! I know a place that'll saw your legs off.
Slow down, fellas. I've got a way we can keep our legs and still have a bright future.
Now you're dreaming.
Oh, am I?
Of course! Nuclear power!
It's the job of tomorrow. Today!
Really?
Well, that settles it. For all those reasons and more, let us choose an electrifying career in
nuclear power.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Milad H. Mazari of Murray, Utah. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
George Floyd, Carol Horn, and the Duty to Intervene. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. As dusk settled over the Minneapolis intersection of 38th and Chicago last Memorial Day, police officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck. Handcuffed and gasping for air, Floyd addressed the officer as "Sir." "I can't breathe," Floyd said more than 20 times. "Mama, I love you," he cried. Moments later, he died. Chauvin kept his knee in place for 3 more minutes, time during which George Floyd might have been resuscitated. Chauvin's knee was on Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, all it took to snuff out George Floyd's life of 46 years. The 12 jurors unanimously found Derek Chauvin guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. It was the first time in Minnesota history that a white police officer had been convicted for killing an African-American. George Floyd might be alive today if any of the other 3 officers on the scene had intervened. Those 3, Alexander King, Thomas Lane, and Toe Tao, will soon face trials of their own for aiding and abetting Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd. George Floyd's case was referenced in a recent New York State Supreme Court decision. Quoting the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., "The time is always right to do right," New York State Supreme Court Judge Dennis Ward wrote in his order overturning the 2008 firing of Buffalo police officer Carol Horn. In 2006, Carol Horn, an African-American police officer in Buffalo, New York, responded to a call to assist another officer at an arrest in progress. What happened next turned her life upside down.
I went to the home of Neil Mack at 707 Walden Avenue.
That's Carol Horn speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour this week. She saw an African-American man being brutalized by another officer.
And when I went inside of the house, that's when Neil Mack was handcuffed and being punched in the face. So once we got Neil Mack out of the house and went outside, that is when Gregory Kwiatkowski started choking him. And that's when I released the chokehold, and then he punched me in the face. So then I went to the station house, reported it to the chief, and then an internal investigation started, and I became the target.
After Officer Horn grabbed Kwiatkowski's arm to stop him from choking Mack, Officer Kwiatkowski punched Horn so hard that she needed reconstructive surgery. Despite that, after an internal investigation, it was Horn who was fired, not Kwiatkowski. She was just months away from being eligible for her full pension. The job loss as a mother of 5, just as the global economic crisis hit, was catastrophic. She ended up homeless, living out of her car. Neil Mack credits Carol Horn with saving his life. Years later, Kwiatkowski went to prison for beating 4 handcuffed teenagers. Horn organized a campaign to pass Carol's law in Buffalo, New York. The law codifies the duty to intervene for police officers, whether on or off duty, when they see another officer using unreasonable force against a civilian. It also protects those officers who intervene from retaliation. As the protests sparked by George Floyd's death swept the globe, the Buffalo City Council passed Cariel's law, and the mayor signed it into law. The Buffalo law also allowed officers who previously suffered retaliation to seek redress, which Cariel Horn did. She sued and won. Judge Dennis Ward's order restored her pension with back pay. Referring to George Floyd, Ward wrote, "One of the issues in all of these cases is the role of other officers at the scene, and particularly their complicity in failing to intervene to save the life of a person to whom such unreasonable physical force is being applied." Judge Ward wrote in the order, "To her credit, Officer Horn did not merely stand by, but instead sought to intervene despite the penalty she ultimately paid for doing so." The judge added, "While the Eric Garners and George Floyds of the world never had a chance for a do-over, at least here the correction can be done," he said. The pace of police killings in the U.S., averaging about 3 per day, has not slowed since the protests erupted after George Floyd's death. Cariel Horn is pushing for Cariel's law to be passed in cities and states across the country as Congress debates the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2020, which would ban chokeholds and establish a duty to intervene for federal police, among other things. Derek Chauvin is going to prison for George Floyd's murder, largely due to the actions and testimony of passersby, from a 9-year-old girl to the teenager who recorded the crime. Let their courage inspire the national adoption of the duty of police to intervene rather than aiding and abetting police brutality. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Philip Pantuso reports for the River Newsroom about how the new law legalizing marijuana in New York will help small farmers. First, State Senator Michelle Henchy, a Democrat from Saugerties, helped get a provision allowing hemp flower to be sold in retail stores, which was not included in earlier versions of the legislation. Farmers don't need to create fancy processing structures for flower production. Henchy says, and I quote, "I'm a freshman senator and I was still able to come in and be at the table with these points that we recognized needed to be changed, both as it pertains to the language around small farmers and the agricultural community and recognizing that this provision was not in it," end quote. She added, and I quote, "They wanted to make the best bill possible," end quote. Farmers are also eligible to get help getting a license from the new Cannabis Control Board. They have a social equity plan with the goal of issuing 50% of licenses to social equity applicants, including those harmed by the war on drugs, low-income folks, minority and women-owned businesses, disabled veterans, and I quote, distressed farmers, end quote. That is, a farmer who has suffered from low commodity prices, loss of land, and/or operating losses, and works a small farm as defined by the Department of Agriculture. Donna Burns, president of the board of the New York Small Farms, says that, and I quote, "opens the door for more people to become cannabis farmers in not only in the Hudson Valley, but throughout the state, because the definition has expanded to include members of groups that have been historically underrepresented in farm ownership." Henchy claims an earlier version of the law, and I quote, "would have been actually detrimental to our small farmers," end quote. The new law also includes a small-scale production microbusiness license with a lower cap on how much cannabis can be grown, but allows farmers to sell their products on-site like the farm brewery and the farm winery licenses. Jason Menard, in-house counsel for Hemp Fair State Growers, said, and I quote, "That's something you can set up. Say, as a farmer who is doing tomatoes, you have an extra greenhouse and you want to take a shot at cannabis," end quote. He added, and I quote, "It's going to create a more level playing field. The state is going to see a lot of microbusiness applications," end quote. There is much more about the state's new marijuana law to read about in the River Newsroom. Joseph Spector reports for the Poughkeepsie Journal that as the COVID-19 numbers improve around the state, Governor Andrew Cuomo sees fewer reporters. During the worst of the coronavirus pandemic, Cuomo won an Emmy for meeting with reporters in person every day and answering many questions in televised media briefings. Now, though, vaccines are easy to get and the number of hospitalizations keep falling, and Cuomo is seeing fewer reporters. The governor, however, is not camera shy as he continues to hold events for announcements made for TV in very large venues with numerous elected officials and local leaders in attendance. But no press is allowed because of COVID-19 restrictions, his administration officials claim. Instead, Cuomo occasionally answers the many questions about his marriage scandals in Zoom and phone conference calls where his aides choose friendly reporters to ask questions. Blair Horner, legislative director for the New York Public Interest Research Group, said, and I quote, "Every public official, including the governor, should subject themselves to questions from the media because that's the public surrogate," end quote. She added, and I quote, "The media is there to ask the questions that the public wants to have asked and wants to know the answers to," end quote. But the governor has just one answer for reporters on this subject. Cuomo said April 20th, and I quote, "When will reporters be back in the room? That is purely a function of the COVID safety requirements," end quote. There is more to read about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. More than 30 short-term rentals in Hudson have been found to be unregistered and not paying lodge tax, according to the city treasurer's office. The unregistered properties were identified by the Short-Term Rental Tax Administrative Service company, Azaba Audit Solutions Incorporated, according to Treasurer Heather Campbell and Assistant Treasurer Matthew Parker. Campbell declined to reveal the specific properties on the list, saying she is unsure if that list can be made public at this time. The Hudson Common Council last year approved a local law regulating short-term rentals and restricting the owners eligible to host them. Campbell said the Azabar software is aware of the new short-term rental law and that it is safe to assume it was taken into consideration when tallying the 31 unregistered properties. Campbell declined to say how much revenue the newly found short-term rentals could bring to the city in lodging tax or if retroactive fees will be charged. She said in a statement April 22nd, and I quote, "I cannot provide financial guidance as to the impact at this time and probably will not be able to do so for some time," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Marshall Cohen is reporting for CNN Politics. A New York man has been charged by the Justice Department after he was turned in by someone he matched with on the dating app Bumble because he bragged about his exploits on January 6. According to court documents, 1 week after the attack, Robert Chapman of Carmel, Putnam County, told one of his Bumblebee matches that, and I quote, "I did storm the Capitol," end quote, and said that he, and I quote, "made it all the way into Statuary Hall," end quote. He also claimed that he was interviewed by members of the media. The other Bumble user replied, and I quote, "We are not a match," end quote. Investigators said they corroborated Chapman's claims by comparing his Bumble profile picture to body camera footage from police officers inside the Capitol that day. Chapman was arrested April 22nd and charged with four misdemeanors, including disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. He has not yet entered a plea. More than 390 people have been charged so far with federal crimes in connection with the attack. And you can read the full story at can.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, town meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
And now here is your WGXE weather update. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Saturday night, rain is likely, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 46 degrees. And on Sunday, rain is likely before 2 p.m. It will be a mostly cloudy Sunday with a temperature high near 60 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of rain before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 40 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
We love roll call, y'all. Boogie Down Productions, Rob Bass, Dana Dane, Molly Marr, Olatunji, Chuck D, Ray Charles, EPMD, EU, Alberta Hunter, Run DMC, Stetsasonic, Sugar Bear, John Coltrane, Big Daddy Kane, Salt and Pepper, Luther Vandross, McCoy Tyner, Biz Markie, New Edition, Otis Redding, Anita Baker, Thelonious Monk, Marcus Miller, Branford Marcellus, James Brown, Wayne Shorter, Tracy Chapman, Miles Davis, Force MDs, Oliver Nelson, Fred Wesley, Maceo, Janet Jackson, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, George Clinton, Count Basie, M2ME, Stevie Wonder, Bobby McFerrin, Dexter Gordon, Sam Cooke, Parliament Funkadelic, Al Jarreau, Teddy Pendergrass, Joe Williams, Wynton Marsalis, Phyllis Hyman, Sade, Sarah Vaughan, Roland Kirk, Keith Sweat, Cool Moe Dee, Prince, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Reeves, Aretha Franklin, Bob Marley, Bessie Smith, Whitney Houston, Dionne Warwick, Steel Pulse, Little Richard, Mahalia Jackson, Jackie Wilson, Cannonball and Nat Adderley, Quincy Jones, Marvin Gaye, Charles Mingus, and Mary Lou Williams. We want to thank you all for making our lives just a little brighter here on We Love Radio.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the south, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange
Thank you. You're sailing softly through the sun in a broken stone age dawn. You fly so high, like a strange magic on water.
Help us keep the strange magic